Guys, I am so excited for today's episode. I'm here with one of my incredibly good friends, Sarah, who happens to be a matchmaker. Before we talk about matchmaking, I just want to discuss, I'm texting my therapist right now. I was going to my therapist, like doing remote sessions for 2 years.
Oh.
And then she was like,
same one, same girl.
Same therapist. And then in the past like 6 months, she was like, if you want to actually get deep and deal with like childhood trauma and blah, 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 let's start doing in person.
Wow. She upgraded you to the couch.
I'm like, is that an upgrade or a downgrade? I can't tell. I feel like I'm kind of going the opposite trajectory. Like it should have been like, okay, like you're killing it. We can do like remote sessions.
Yeah.
But like, no,
she's wean like, you off. But instead,
she's like, no, we need to start doing it in person. I'm like, okay, should we be going the opposite way? Also, I'm almost 5 days vape free.
Bravo.
Sarah's like,
that's something to shout off the rooftops. That's exciting.
It is exciting, but I hate it. Like, hate it.
Hate the
side effects.
Yeah, the symptoms.
Which I didn't think there were going to be any, which is so funny because Sarah and I had dinner 2 nights ago. And I feel like the way I was acting, even when I showed up for dinner,
just a little bit of anxiety.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Guys, we had a dinner reservation. I showed up. I call Sarah, who I know is inside of the restaurant. I'm standing outside on the sidewalk. And what did I ask you? I was like,
you're like, should we just go? And I was like, well, first of all, I'm here. And so I was like, okay, if it's too like slammed, fine, we'll go. And then I ran in and like, we're going to cancel. They're like, oh, if you cancel right now, there's
$50 charge. Right. But I called you and you had to come outside of the restaurant.
Yeah. I had like the menu in my hand and I was like, we're ready to be set. And then you're like, should we just go? I'm like, okay, fine. We go, we cancel. They're charging your card. We walk 10 steps.
And you're like, I'm holding the menu.
Yeah. I run back inside and you're like, just kidding. We'll stay.
Oh my God. You went back inside to drop the menu off. Yes. And then I was like, you know what? Let's stay here. This is actually really good vibes. I will get a little fight or flight.
And you're in your head too.
And not even a little. Are you kidding? I live in my head. Mm. I do not live in my body. But I do think it's being amplified by, I wanted to blame that on the vape.
Mm.
I would do that if I was still vaping. I'm being like, real.
Yeah. If there's no vape, then it's going to be Mercury's in retrograde. That's why.
That's why that would happen. But yesterday, this is the first negative, like overwhelming negative reaction I've had was last night. I was laying in bed with my mom and all of a sudden I felt like I could almost have trigger warning, a panic attack. I came in like laid on the couch and it's like this anxiety I've not experienced in a very long time.
That's so scary. Even with your mom, like, cuddling right next to you.
My mom and I do not cuddle.
Okay.
Let's unpack
that later. Just kidding.
Yeah, what's that psychology? I'm also going to text my therapist about that, too. Okay. Enough about me, Sarah, because it's not about me today. I just have diary of the mouth. You are a matchmaker and you work for a matchmaking agency.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how cool that is and how interesting your job is?
Well, thank you. That's so kind. I mean, I love my team. Shout out to Macklin.
Shout out.
Yeah, I think it is one of those professions where people are like, wait, I've never met one. What does that mean? How do I get involved?
100%, which I'm just going to elephant in the room. There's literally no elephant. It's me bringing it up.
Okay.
I am dating someone who I met through your agency. And it's like the best relationship I've been in.
I sincerely have seen you come 180. We've tried some dates. We've tried some dates before.
I believe the first date I went on through the agency, it was the most phenomenal date. The most amazing guy. We were talking about buying wiener dogs. And I was just not, I think at that time, in the right headspace.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was like, it was like during a break with my ex or something. Mm-hmm. We're going to start from the beginning. How did you even like stumble upon this profession? That's the craziest thing.
That is true. Yeah. You don't go to school to be a matchmaker. So everyone has a weird journey. For me, my background was psychology, like behavioral psychology. I worked in that for a couple years. And then I was making no money. So that's the hard part. Mm-hmm. And then I pivoted to recruiting.
Oh.
So I did exec recruiting. You're going out there, like networking, finding CEOs. And there's like an overlap.
Gosh, I love it. You're like, you know, finding CEOs for like Fortune 500 companies. Yeah. It was just like, it was kind of like whatever.
But that's like... That's the almost the exact parallel with matchmaking. It's psychology driven, it's recruiting driven, and it kind of fell into place. So COVID hit. I'm down in Australia. I don't know if you remember. I missed you and Allie's birthday in Palm Springs because I was trapped.
That was the worst birthday of my life. Not because of the company. I loved everyone there. I was not in a good headspace. Also, the people that owned the Airbnb were staying in the house.
Narcs.
Like literally staying in like the guest house, which was connected to the main house, like watching us swim. And I'm like, okay, so this so is more creepy. Like a-
Wait, did they not say that in the review?
No. Hell no. No. We were like rude. All in the pool. And I think all of a sudden we like looked to the side. Granted, we were being inappropriate, but not loud inappropriate. Mm. Inappropriate, like if you rent an Airbnb, you should be able to, you know, partake in whatever drugs, alcohol you want. Like I paid to stay here.
Palm Springs is like at 9:59, like turn off the lights, go to bed.
Well, now I really know that. Now looking back, because my idea of Palm Springs is Coachella.
Yeah.
So that's not accurate, that's by the true. Way. So you didn't miss out.
Okay. Well, makes me feel a little better because I was trapped in Australia during COVID, which was like the creepiest time. And then I was losing my recruiting job and trying to like figure out what am I going to do with my life. Have you heard of Ikigai?
No.
It's like the Japanese principle on purpose. And it's like something I'm so obsessed with. I like preach it. So I did exercise, like, what are your passions? What are you good at? What can make a change in the world? And how can you make money? Fell onto matchmaking. I was like, it was like the aha epiphany moment. And I was just like, good. Made a website and I became a matchmaker.
Okay. I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a website and now's what I do.
Yeah. So that's like manifestation. You mentally manifested it. No one gave me the permission. I just told myself I am a matchmaker.
I love that you're saying that. I manifested my entire career, by the way.
Yeah. Overnight. Like, just
overnight.
Love it.
What? It's called Ikigai?
Yeah. Honestly, I might be spelling it wrong. Ikigai or Ikigai. I'll send you the link.
Okay,
after.
You're going to send me the link. That's like me saying...
It's Japanese. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. But that's also similar to me being like, I just really want to do like wasabi in my apartment. And it's like wabi-sabi. Like, what are we talking about? But I love the whole concept. Like, you know, you take pride and you actually celebrate imperfections. That is an interior. That's actually not interior decorating. That's just like a whole lifestyle.
Oh, you're talking about Kitsume where it has the crack?
Is that? Okay, you're pretending you don't know. But I feel like you do know.
Yeah, Loki.
Japanese, are you minor? Sure you don't mean da da da? I'm like, okay. So basically, you were in the depths of despair, which I think a lot of us were during COVID.
Exactly. You're like, what am I doing with my life? Major pivots. And yeah, I was like, I'm rolling with this. I'm going to be a matchmaker. I got certifications for coaching. Then I just started putting it on social media, finding clients. So I was solopreneur for a hot minute, just like doing it independently.
What a badass.
I mean, badass, but also broke ass.
Sometimes
very few money
can go hand in hand. In your case, I think it did.
Yeah.
So did you take a quiz or like, how did you have this discovery?
There's exercises that you can do, kind of like diagrams, and then it gives you a bunch of ideas. Then that's how I found matchmaking. I had a lot of skills in recruiting and psychology. Oh, actually, like a lot of other matchmakers, I had a success doing it with friends. Like naturally, I was connecting people, of course, work-related, socially related, like bringing groups of friends together. But I had two friends, both named Caitlin. So if you're Caitlin, you should for sure know me. They met their now husbands.
Okay.
And that was just like, okay, well.
I mean, that in itself is huge.
That in itself was like the motivation where I was like, I could get paid for this now.
Right.
So I had that.
It is like very psychology based, right?
Yeah. So at Macklin specifically, my business partner, Rachel Macklin, who founded it, she is a psychologist, which is like amazing. Like that ethos aligned with me. We connected, I connected with her team on LinkedIn. So
do I need to make one of those?
You don't have a LinkedIn?
I used to. But what am I going to, like, you could just type my name in.
Right.
I feel like I kind of really want one because you know what? Every time I try to stalk, I can't because I don't have a LinkedIn profile. What if I just said I'm here to stalk?
Professional stalker is your job. No, you should. Yeah, I'll help you.
Okay. Well, I mean, you built a website. I can only imagine what your LinkedIn is.
Well, I mean, I used to be a recruiter, so I lived on LinkedIn.
Right. So did she reach out or you came across her profile?
So the amazing thing about matchmaking too, it's a lot of women-led business. And again, like I was on my own independent, you're kind of limited by your own social networks. And if you're running a whole operation by yourself, you can't support as many people.
Right.
And again, I was probably attracting kind of quote, lower price, lower range,
right.
Things that wasn't really paying my bills.
Well, but also you're like 20.
Yeah, I was 27, 28.
Oh, I was saying you're 20 something right now. I'm not kidding. I literally forgot what you told me at dinner.
Yeah,
but so you were in your 20s at the time.
I was in my 20s.
Right. That makes sense.
So when we connected, it all aligned. Like I saw that they were leading their matchmaking based on values, all psychology-driven principles. It really resonated with me. And they were international. And I was like, yes.
You're like,
yeah. So it was so fun. Like they're, I run the California office. We have an office here in New York. So that's where I'm visiting. And then our headquarters are in London.
That's a flex. Mm-hmm. So when you say that matchmaking, there's like these principles, right, that are based on psychology, how do you decide who will be a good match? Like that is so fascinating to me.
A lot goes into what makes a good match, right? It's like a loaded question because people will say like, oh my gosh, who's my match? And it's like, I met you 1 second ago. Like, I'm sorry. So when we get to know our clients, we'll know everything about them. And that's the juicy, like unpacking their upbringing, knowing about all their career, their social circles, their belief systems with like religion, politics, finances.
You guys past are relationships, very thorough.
So thorough. It's like, it's basically a therapy session.
It is. Mm-hmm. I remember, I don't think you asked me the questions. I think someone else, which is probably better.
Right.
Because it would be biased. You'd be like, she's my friend. She's going to fucking kill it. And no one deserves her. So actually just throw her profile out.
Everyone's too, no one's good enough. Sorry. This profile is just to look at, not to touch.
You're like, actually don't even put her in the system. I'm just kidding. But I remember they were asking, it was so thorough. And I remember at the time being like, wait, this is more in detail than a job interview. But now I get it.
Yeah, I remember you were taking like, you had your laptop out. You were like taking 2 hours to like sit down and like type it all out. Yeah, I appreciated you actually.
But I took
it. Damn.
I think I give a damn a little too much.
Is that right? Gave a damn?
I love how I just run with it too. I'm like, I give a damn a little too much.
You cared. But that's the difference between dating apps, right? Like how many people just half-ass that.
Right.
And like it's pretty basic surface level considerations and super low barrier to entry. Like anyone, I don't knock the dating apps. Like that's, I think since 2015, the number one way people are connecting because social interactions are on the decline and online interactions are ever
like growing.
Exactly.
That kind of worries me a little bit.
Yeah, I always think of it, it's still a tool. Mm-hmm. Like online dating is just a way to access and meet people.
Right.
So people need to be more informed on how to use them better.
Yeah.
Be more intentional. And there's going to be a lot more growing niches there's like gutsy dating for all those like gluten-free girlies out there. Like there's,
Sarah, mm-hmm. You're lying right now.
Any niche in your mind, you will find.
Wait, is Allie on there?
She's wifed up. I know.
Allie's fully wifed up, but she is gluten free.
She's the first celiac. She's like the OG celiac.
She is an OG celiac. The amount of times I ask her if rice has gluten, like to this day, I ask
Do you remember?
Every time. So it does not, okay, by the job. Way, guys. Good rice job. Does not have gluten, but...
Didn't you guys work at that sushi place together?
I literally... We became friends at a sushi restaurant. I watched her eat rice for like 3 years straight.
That's what I... Somehow, like, I remember this. How do you not remember this? Okay.
I don't know. I just think carb, gluten. You know what I mean?
That's fair. That's true.
But rice is very different than bread, flour. You guys heard it here first.
We do ask dietary needs when we set up dates, by the way. It's such a thing. Yeah. We set up the whole date. So that's another like perk with matchmaking is... people have a hard time getting off the apps and actually meeting. Like things fall through. Everyone's too busy. And that's like the number one excuse.
Right.
Also the number one reason people come to matchmaking. It's like, I have no time. I value my time. I don't want to waste my time. So when you do that, you want to outsource the work. And that's where people come to matchmaking.
Which I think is, I'm obviously... a full-on believer now. Hi, that's my life now. But I think like, would you say there's a stigma with a matchmaking service? I feel like there's even a stigma with dating apps. Like sometimes people they want to pretend it just all happens organically, which
yeah.
I said earlier, like that's kind of scary that, you know, online is on the rise and in person is on the decline, but at the same time, my ex, who I dated for 4 or 5 years, we met on a dating app I will not shout out because I do not like them.
Yeah, I think you also got me blocked on there too by affiliation. So thanks for that. I forgot to tell you.
Sarah, Sarah.
You were my invite. Right, you were my invite. And everyone.
Who told you to put me as your invite?
I don't know. That was a poor decision on my part. But
okay, but also, it's trash.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, even if you have exclusive people on the app, the outcome does not change.
No.
Right? Like, their intentionality could still...
Well, and I heard it's, like, gone downhill. But with Macklin, you guys... I mean, you guys. Talking about all the matchmakers. You guys. But... literally masters, like, you guys have degrees in psychology, and it's a serious fucking thing. It is a science.
It's so great because, you know, a lot of people that pursue psychology degrees, you think therapy, right? Yeah. Like, that's kind of the lane that you follow. You do research, you do clinical practice, but now... there's a whole lane for, like, love and relationships and a little bit more on the uplifting positive sides. Obviously, relationships can be heavy too. Like, we ride the roller coaster with our clients. Like, we feel the highs and then we also feel the lows because, you know, we're really intimately involved with our client. I mean, okay. We are close. Okay, how do
I was like, let me backtrack. No, that didn't sound, of course. Okay. I mean,
we know everything.
Yeah. You're setting people up with potentially their life partner.
Correct.
You're going to have intimate conversations, which is, I did not think of that aspect of it. Is like, there is a little bit of a therapy-ish role, a tiny bit, or no?
Like, subconsciously, we're infusing that in the service, maybe whether the client wants that or not.
Right.
I think when clients embrace it and they're growth-minded, they're, like, the most successful clients because they're purposely coming to us because they trust that we're the experts.
Right.
So they're willing to hear out our... expertise, and like, okay, whatever you might have been doing in the past, maybe it didn't lead you to success. Mm-hmm. So trust a little bit with us. You know, we're still giving people agency and choice with who they want to pursue and meet. But throughout the experience, like if they're dating, we can get the feedback. And that part is so interesting because that's where I feel that actually helps with the magic of helping people.
Finding the perfect match for them.
Yeah, finding what's working, what's not working.
Right.
And then encouraging them to explore it or reflecting on what we could do differently and adjust through that search. You know, so many times people look for... chemistry. Like, how many times do people say, like, spark to you?
The old me, who was not as educated and as beautiful and smart as I am now, which was 2 months ago, I thought chemistry and, like, fireworks meant love, real connection. Now I'm realizing, like, absolutely not. I mean, you can't completely just say, like, oh, chemistry, not necessary. Mm-hmm. I love how I'm literally talking like the matchmaker. Attraction is important, you guys.
I think a baseline attraction is important. You can't have a full disregard for attraction, but it grows. And when I'll tell this to clients too, and matches, like both sides of the date. If you're looking for that and you're like looking out for sparks, you're a little bit stressed and your body is nervous and you're thinking that signals you like someone, but it's, that's not really the signals you should be feeling and thinking. You want to feel calm. You want to feel at peace.
Well,
and if you step away from a date, like even mild, neutral to positive, you should go on a second date. With that person.
That is fascinating. So literally goes, what? No, that's actually fascinating.
Yeah, it's being a bit more intuitive with yourself about it rather than letting the emotions take over and feeling like, oh, if it wasn't immediate, it's not for me.
Right.
I don't know if, do you know Logan Urie? She's a really great dating coach on socials, and she's kind of part of the matchmaking community, but she works at Hinge. And one of her studies at Hinge was that nearly like 30 to 40% of people who are in happy relationships would not have swiped on their partner.
I'm not saying that. Wouldn't have, but I'm totally fine saying like I wouldn't have swiped right, left, whatever the kids are fucking swiping. I wouldn't have to. Right.
Is it up?
No. Is it me trying to flick it up for like an hour on my phone? I'm like, do I need to turn off the automatic lock and put my phone horizontal? Is that how we do it?
A year from today, what would your dream private practice look like? Would you spend less time chasing claims or only working with clients who value your skill set? What if you had a network to reach out to for questions or free continuing education? What if you had more time for yourself? Alma empowers you to confidently accept insurance, backed by an all-in-one EHR that simplifies scheduling, documentation, and day-to-day practice operations. With a network of engaged providers and free CE resources, Alma makes it easy for you to build the practice of your dreams on your terms. Alma believes that when therapists get the support they need, mental health care gets better for everyone. Learn more about Alma at helloalma.com/get-started. Your dream practice is closer than you think. Get started now at helloalma.com/get-started.
To me, it wasn't obvious, especially just with pop culture and watching movies. I grew up thinking love is someone, you're about to get on a flight and someone has to run to the airport, jump over security, you know, push people out of the way, literally tell the flight attendant to fuck off, tell the pilot to get away.
It's the only way. That's true love.
And be screaming down the aisle of the plane and be like, I love you, marry me.
And have their name tattooed.
And
running with a Birkin bag chasing you.
And have a Birkin bag and have your name tattooed in crazy letters that it takes up half of their leg. That was love. And right. Now that I'm saying it out loud, like, is that not love though? That's a joke, but that's actually how I would think about it, you know? It's like right. These grand gestures.
Of course. Yeah. I think people take these one-off scenarios and when really like a healthy relationship should be sustaining. There should be, you know, occasional ebbs and flows. But for the most part, you want your relationship to be stable, comfort, and safe and secure.
And secure. Sarah like points me secure. Let me ask you this. If there is not an initial overwhelming attraction. Mm-hmm. Like if you go on a date, and I'm talking third person, if you go on a date and you go home, I had a friend ask me, oh, is he the one? Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I guess no. Like, I guess if he was the one, I would know, but like, I don't even really know him. Is that a bad sign?
No, just like we said, if you feel I enjoyed myself, I'm curious, I feel like he was a good person, and maybe I'm not there with my attraction, second date for hands down. At least, why not? I think there's more things leaning yes than no. And in that time, you can build attraction. I said this to my friend earlier too, where it's like the hottest people can have, I think you know this, hottest people, ugliest personalities. And that not always, but sometimes, to me, that just drops way down. An average person that has confidence, that's respectful, that makes you laugh, becomes a 10, right?
Easy.
So even if it's just you're unsure, and then look where you are now.
And so if you're unsure, but you know they're a good person, go on a second date.
Yeah.
And then take it from there.
Yeah. Interests align, values seem aligned, your goals seem aligned. Hopefully with matching, we've already kind of sussed that out a little bit in advance for you too. So things should be somewhat more streamlined when we set you guys up.
I need to know, for my profile, I'm like, can you update it? I'm actually just single right now that we're talking about it. That was a horrible joke. I'm kidding. I've never been so happy and so secure in a relationship in my life. I was telling Sarah at dinner, I was like,
I was, first of all, like, shocked. Second of all, in the best way, because you like to joke about it, which is fine. Like, right. You mask your feelings with jokes.
Big time.
But that's okay. That we love that about you. And but then you're being so serious. You're like, he makes me feel safe. You know, I can talk to him about all my things. He challenges me.
Yes. And
you know, the transformation is just like, oh, this is why I do this.
That's so crazy because I feel like you've seen me through a couple relationships.
Yeah.
And you've seen how I've behaved.
I've seen
them.
The smashed laptop era.
Shut up.
Remember?
Sarah, you did?
Yes. I was there that night.
Oh, so you've been.
Yeah. Back when. So when I tell you guys, I have seen a transformation like no other. This is incredible. And I'm honestly so happy for you.
Okay, why do I feel like crying?
I know. I was getting emotional at dinner. I was like, are you serious?
That
so exciting.
The way that I talk about my relationship now, I feel like is a different person than I've ever talked about a relationship.
Yeah, that's huge.
For my profile, mm-hmm. You just want to like kind of spruce it up. You built a website. You just want to. But how, like, are there like keywords or histories or, you know, this person grew up this way, so they would totally vibe with someone who grew up this way?
A little bit.
Can't give me, I know it's a whole science and there's so much.
Yeah,
but.
No, that's a good question. There's a mix of, we do need to find like the basic demographics, ages, locations, attraction is like bit of a gauge for us too.
Right.
But then we need to go into the more qualitative things about her values, his lifestyle and her lifestyle. And then, you know, long-term, is this someone that's open to date people in other places? That's a real consideration.
A big consideration.
Strong consideration. But yeah, ultimately, if they exhibit like, this person is fun, this person is independent, this person is beautiful and funny, check, 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 check. Then we come to you, give you the rundown, and you're like, yeah, great, let's give it a go. So yeah, we kind of get that joint agreement from both people. So they
Which
all feel
I
aligned.
Love, by the way.
Yes.
Like, it was never like, okay, you know, this guy is incredible. Mm-hmm. Go on the date. It was, this guy is about this. Does that feel good to you?
Perfect.
Like, that's fucking dope. Like, that's cool.
You know?
Yeah,
you had choice to say yes or no. And I'm glad you gave it a yes, even though if it was a swipe situation, you might have been like, nah. But hearing about that person made you be like, actually.
Yeah. Actually, that is a really interesting point. Because on a dating app, mm-hmm. I actually would just swipe.
It's so easy to dismiss like a whole person.
Right.
Like in 0.5 seconds.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like at the end of the day, the, you called it base level of attraction is mm-hmm. so important, but nowhere near as important as these other things, like mm-hmm. their values, et cetera. Mm-hmm. How many times do you know better for your client?
100. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, I actually wrote your, I threw your profile in the incinerator and I wrote it for you.
No, honestly, a lot of clients, it's really just helping guide them to their own answers. Mm-hmm. We're just like facilitating the questions and they're having their own aha moments. Like you really can't force feed what we think is right for you until they accept. Right. Oh yeah, that is right for me. So it's a dance, you know, maybe trial everything that they want. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, okay. Now let us take the lead and show you all the possibilities.
Right, right.
And it can be hard because, you know, the people that I work with particularly are so accomplished, mm-hmm. smart, successful people that
they have strong personalities.
They have strong personalities or they've just excelled in all other areas of their life. And right. this is a harder thing to maybe feel like someone might know better.
Right.
But it's like a joint team effort. Like we're consulting you, we're giving you advice. And they make the choice. So when they're successfully matched, it's ultimately because of them. We're just like the conduit to it.
Right. And just kind of slowly guiding them. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, attraction aside, like on paper and you know, we're going to call my man Steven. Mm. I always mix it up every fucking recording and you guys are keeping track, right? What was it last week?
Jacques.
Sarah's adding a little flair.
Oh, we're going like European.
Yeah, he is European. So Jacques, otherwise known as Steven, obviously those are used interchangeably. He said he was like, on paper, it didn't automatically makes sense, but I'm so glad that we went on a date.
Ah, see,
so you guys are kind of good at what you do. I'm not sure.
I love it. I think that is the beauty of matchmaking is sometimes it's like unorthodox. Give it a go. If not, at least you met someone meaningful, and then we can move on to next. But it sounds like this one was spot on.
Do you know who is her name?
I do know you very well.
Okay.
I've tried to match.
Okay, the T. We're going to edit that name. We're going to edit Jacques. And she's like beep, 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 beep.
Know her well.
I'm joking, but she, when I would watch the show mm-hmm. circa early 2000s, mm-hmm. she would have these rules like no sleeping on a first date.
Yes.
No dressing like this.
Right.
Like all of these specific things. Wear a dress. Wear heels. What are you doing? Like very specific.
Like archaic. Well, good for her. Like she has her strategy.
Though.
Yeah, not my strategy. Whatever type of matchmaker you work with, I feel like fits your personality.
Okay.
So if they, you know, just want to be told this is how you do it.
Do not spread your legs for married men. That is a Real Housewives reference. Anyway. Just Real Housewives of Atlanta. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it would be like, this person is a 10, you're a 7, so you can't match. It was harsh in your face. I think we're right. A bit more like gentle.
also a little progressive, yeah. And like, you know, we're not all on a scale. Dresses don't make you a certain way. I feel that.
So that there's a method to her approach. There's a method to our approach. Yeah, I would say that again, we probably focus on just different things that I think make it more meaningful,
right,
than the average
person
outdated version. Because honestly, matchmaking is century years old. It's like Indian matchmaking, Jewish matchmaking. We're not creating matchmaking. We're reinventing it, having a different angle and approach. So it's been happening in cultures for hundreds of years. Right. It used to just be this girl and this guy are the same age in the same city and single. Boom. There's
a match. Soulmates. Hello. Right.
Because there was no apps. It was like the only way you knew.
Yeah.
And if you heard it from a friend and a family member, they're like, okay, well, they're vetted. That was like all you needed.
That's perfect. Are there any people
that tend to get matched more frequently? Like, do you have any just like vets like through the system that you're like, this guy, he will match with the next 20 people, like throw him in the ring? Like, it's like boxing, you guys. It's very similar.
Yeah, I think there are people internally, we would call it like high matchability.
Because they are just a little bit more, not relatable, but adaptable.
Yeah, they have open-minded preferences. They're interested to get to know a wider range of people. But maybe doing that allows them to get exposure to a lot of different types of clients, matches. But maybe it also makes it a little bit harder to pinpoint with the one right match. Because ultimately, we only send you on a couple of dates, and those couple of dates is the right one.
So that kind of like,
that almost intertwines with what happens on online dating.
Except you guys have a success rate of 150%. I made up that statistic. Okay, Sarah didn't say that, but I think it's genius.
I help with online dating workshops just to like empower people how to be better online. But what my correlation there is you can get on a lot of dates through the apps when you have your parameters wide open. There's the backside to that is it's not a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to attract everyone and anyone.
Right. It's not like a brag to be like, okay, so I'm going on 78 dates this week. I don't have a year to.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, if you open up all the parameters, great. But at some point, you need to be somewhat more selective and a little bit more pointed in your criteria. You don't have to do that necessarily with being like six, but only.
Also, I got it. Oh my God. Sarah, how many girls is that like a deal breaker?
Like a high percentage, 90%. There's more and more women who know short keys, like good husbands. Only like 15% of men are over 6 foot. So we need to.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
I never cared that much. Got you know?
But your guys.
They've all been. Not all of them, though. Okay, Allie, once again, like Allie's gluten-free. This is also what Allie likes in her men. That is a huge, that's the first thing that she'll lower. I look for the, like, what is her face doing?
Yeah.
You know?
That's part of air attraction. Well, a lot of people have that. It's an easy push for me. I'm always, okay, why does their height, why is that fundamental to your happiness? And that's why they don't know. If you're 5'11 early, sure. All right. That's fair enough, right?
Thank you.
But yes, so the problem with online dating is people don't know how to optimize their profiles. They don't know how to market themselves, and they don't know really how wide or narrow to be on their preferences.
So you're a genius. You are. You
just said that you will do workshops. Do you, what do those workshops entail? Because I feel like a lot of people listening, I get asked all the time, my dating profile, I need help. Is that something you discuss?
A lot of times. Especially clients, like they're when they come to us, they're probably ditching the apps because they're over it. But we want contact work. What have you been doing? And then we'll see their app and we're just like, oh my gosh.
No wonder.
But like they're amazing, but they don't know. First of all, men's pictures are scary. Shoot.
They're scary.
Yes.
I don't blame them, but like it's really crazy.
So pictures are important. They're not everything, but you need recent pictures, a mix of like the face, the body. Stop trying to hide body ways too.
I've always said this.
Yes.
You be you. And I feel like if you're, it's the same if I was scrolling through a dating app and I could only see the clavicle and above of someone, I probably would not feel comfortable like going on a date. I could, what's, you know? I think it would be worse if there was a dude who knew exactly how to take like the fire picture.
Sure. Like, too
like
curated or something.
They have like the angle and the go-to look. That's terrifying. But it's also terrifying, like you're like a centaur. Like I don't know if you're like half horse on the bottom. Like what are we doing?
They have sunglasses on all the time, or hats, or mirror selfies, gym selfies, like just a normal girl photo. Let's bring it back. So photos are a thing. There's a small rule that I advocate for, 70-30, in terms of like talk about yourself 70% of the time and 30% what you want in a match. And language should also have positive vibrations rather than like if you are under 6 foot, don't message me
right.
Like up, which is rude, or you know, anything. Negatively, you can just literally write the opposite, write things in a positive wording.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, just like flip it. Like, I'm not looking for this. It's just flipping into the opposite.
I love this. Yeah, and just say the opposite.
Using words like love, passionate about, those things actually, in psychology, trigger you to like someone more when they say what they love and what they like and what they're passionate about. So it's interesting just like throwing those words in there. There's some apps that you can do voice notes. I think those are awesome. And you have a little voice note option that brings a little bit more to life. And when you're talking about yourself, being descriptive, talk about your values, talk about something unique to yourself. Travel, no.
Oh my God, like putting that as your hobby?
Yes. People think food, travel, Netflix, just like buzzy.
Literally. I don't have any hobbies, but all I can say is trust.
I'm sure
everyone loves to eat. Everyone likes to go on a vacation.
Yeah. I think the big takeaway is you're not trying to attract the masses. Have a hot take. That's fine. Be controversial.
Right.
That's okay too. But yeah, anything that alludes to what you're looking for in a relationship, I think it's important to be clear on an app if you want a relationship or if you don't.
That's a big statement right there.
Yes. And because if you're not, I don't feel that that's the place for you to be.
Right.
You should be on the app if you're not looking for a relationship.
Or at least be like clear about it, right?
At least be clear about it. So we can self-eliminate.
I am so different than I was 3 years ago. Because I would have told you, that's crazy to be upfront about what you want. Just be the fun girl. Meet them, fall in love with you. It'll probably take like 3 months. And then you can be yourself. And like, relationships go the distance when you do that shit. No.
Of course.
But now I'm like, being upfront about what you want, what you need, it's just so much better.
That's how you spot a time waster, is if they're let's see where things go. Keep things casual. We're not swiping. We're engaging. If you know you want a serious relationship and you want a partner, we're not swiping on this people.
Sarah, you are actually my smartest friend and my hottest friend. I will say that publicly. I think a lot of the sleuths are going to want to track you down. Where can they find you?
You can find Macklin, if you want the matchmakers, MacklinInternational.com. And then my personal Instagram is at XO_SarahCho.
Sarah with the...
with a H.
With a H. So it's XO_SarahCho. With an E? Sorry, my name is spelled really fucking crazy. That is why I have to ask. Is it with an M for anyone with a Y? Is there an E at the end?
XO. Joe.
Okay, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on.
So welcome.
I'm going to have you back on.
Sleuths, I love you guys so much. And you know where to find me. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.